In the name of one God who continually creates, redeems, and sustains us. Good morning, St. Cross and friends. And happy 4th of July weekend. Thank you, Bill. So, such a nice short gospel reading today. So short and so straightforward, one might be thinking the sermon will be a quick reflection worthy of a not-so-perfect beach day, and you will be having coffee and donuts in no time, or maybe brunch at Martha's or Blue Water Grill. So sorry in advance if I disappoint. The passage today from Matthew may be short, but it is mighty. It is, for you education for ministry folks out there, and there are many, it is the concluding three verses of Matthew's missionary discourse. Jesus has given clear and numerous instructions to his 12 disciples. They are to proclaim the good news that the kingdom of God is near. You might recall Reverend Josh illuminating their authority over demons. Anything that keeps us from recognizing the goodness of ourselves and every child of God. Jesus goes on to warn them just how vulnerable they will be, that he is sending them out like sheep into the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Then Reverend Stephen coped brilliantly with the complicated warnings that not everyone would be thrilled with their message and choice to follow Jesus. But intertwined in the difficult language is Jesus' assurance that there is no need to be afraid. The tender love and care God holds for every human being and all of creation is constant and unchanging. On the face of it, it seems that these final verses are all about a reminder that the disciples are to be welcoming to others, that when we give even a cup of water to another in need, we can expect good things. Of course, there is a biblical pattern of extending hospitality, from Abraham offering God respite under the oaks of Mamre in Genesis. God's command to the Israelites to provide special care for the alien living among them, and the Apostle Paul's admonition in Romans to extend hospitality to strangers. Acts of hospitality are one of the things we Episcopalians, and particularly the St. Cross community, do well. We do our best to welcome every newcomer and to engage in a variety of vibrant ministries to the underserved, both inside and outside church walls. Make no mistake, these acts of kindness and compassion do change the world we live in. But go one more step with me. Today's gospel is paired with the reading from the prophet Jeremiah for a reason. It is 594 before the Common Era. The Babylonians have captured Jerusalem and exiled much of the leadership. Those who remain in Jerusalem want the occupation to end and are waiting for God to hear their angst. The prophet Hananiah tells the priests and the people what they want to hear. Within 2 years, our captured people would be returned to Jerusalem. The vessels of the temple will be brought back from Babylon, and we will all live the good life God intended. But as usual, Jeremiah puts a damper on that party. Hananiah is no truth teller. He is offering quick and easy fixes and false hope. God has no immediate plans to liberate the people from the rule of Babylon. In fact, they were safer and they would keep the peace rather than revolt. He calls on their history of repentance, long-suffering, and sacrifice. Jeremiah's message is not at all popular. For his honesty, he almost gets himself killed. This is the milieu in which Jesus is instructing. Like Jeremiah, the disciples are being sent out completely vulnerable. They don't carry a credit card or any cash. They don't drive. They don't have a backpack or a clean canteen full of water. They don't stop at Starbucks for a sausage and egg sandwich or egg bites and coffee. That's my favorite, the sausage and egg sandwich. They are to be vulnerable, humble messengers of God's grace in a brutal world. Now, the gospel doesn't say whether or not the 12 disciples were technically prophets, but it is reasonable to think that they may have had a couple of them in the group who possessed that gift. It would not surprise me if we have a few prophets among us today here in the pews or online. Whether technically prophets or not, it can be assumed that the disciples have been given a clear vision, and it is not one everyone will welcome. It is a message that disrupts the social order, that prioritizes the displaced and the oppressed, the homeless, those living in the shadows, the hungry and the sick, over and above power, privilege, and a society that celebrates wealth, status, competition, and acquisition. Over and over again, their message invites those who have ears into another way of organizing life, moving the focus away from self-interest and what is advertised as desirable in whatever age, to prioritizing the needs of others and the common good. Yes, being a prophet or visionary is risky business. There are brave bearers of God's vision out there on the front lines speaking truth to power. Maybe you are one of them. I can think of a few. Consider John Lennon. Yes, John Lennon. Imagine no possessions. It's easy. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger, a brotherhood of man. Consider the inconvenient truth brought to us by Vice President Al Gore and so many others. Consider Walter Brueggemann, Peter Block, and John McKnight. In their book, An Other Kingdom, they envision a world where we live in a covenant of neighborliness instead of a society of contract and consumption. Consider learning about the challenges and possibilities of people working to restore our reef systems and clean up our oceans and waterways. The list of opportunities is long and rich. The prophets and visionaries are the folks Jesus is instructing us to welcome wholeheartedly. They are truth tellers, people and groups we all need to listen to and learn from, for that is the definition of a disciple, a learner. Of course, there is honest disagreement among people of good faith, yet we are still called to a stance of hospitality and openness. In the process, we are changed from within and find ourselves being continually enriched. If that isn't enough of a reward, how about a fully abundant life for all? No exceptions. Amen.